At first, I thought Carnival Scene was a dark painting of a crowd gathered either to riot or to watch an execution, but I saw no guillotine, no noose, no weapons. My immediate reaction was confusion. Carnivals are supposed to be bright, jubilant, and lively. There are no smiles on the faces of the people in the painting. Some of them are even angry. Carnival Scene is dreary, dark, and morose. It didn't look anything like a carnival to me. I was thinking the wrong kind of carnival. In the 17th and 18th centuries, Carnival was a big, week-long celebration before the Catholic Lent. The word carnival comes from the Latin term carnem levare, meaning to take meat away. Mardi Gras is the modern American version of what this celebration was like. There were many public mass balls with cheap food and drink for both the common people and the nobles to attend. There were street parades, loud bands of musicians riding on wagons, people shouting insults and making fun of the wealthy, and the slaughtering of cattle for a big feast. Carnival Scene is attributed to Louis de Colleri, but no one is really sure as to whether or not he actually painted it. Carnival Scene is made with a similar style as his others, oil on wood, and has a similar subject. Some of his other famous works include Son de Carnaval en hiver sur la place d'une ville flamande and The Crucifixion on Mount Calvary. Not much is known about Louis de Colleri. He was born in 1580 in Colleri, France. He died in present-day Belgium in 1622. Carnival Scene was painted in 1604. When taking your very first glance at Colleri's painting, the only things you seem to notice are the dismal coloring scheme, the rundown appearance of the town, and the crowds of people. The predominant colors of the painting are blacks, grays, and blues, with small splashes of white, orange, and bright blue. The stone buildings appear to be worn down and drained of color, as if the elements had whittled away happier and brighter times. The townspeople seem to be divided into smaller groups. Nobles and wealthy men appear in front, and the common people appear in back. What I interpret to be entertainers are scattered throughout. A street vendor is selling drinks. A man on stilts is strolling casually through the crowds. A band of gymnasts are twirling. There is much more to see than what your eye can take in at first glance. This painting made me feel bereft and melancholy. The dark, foreboding skies and the seemingly knowing expressions on people's faces planted the feeling that some kind of disaster was imminent. The enigmatic painting brought many questions to mind. There is light appearing in the upper left corner. Is dawn breaking, or is the day drawing to a close? Is the light a symbol of doom, or a harbinger of better times? Are the dark creatures in the same corner circling for prey, or has the rowdy commotion disturbed them? Are the crouching people in the bottom right acting, or are they actually fighting? Even though this painting made me feel slightly depressed, it captivated me. The longer I studied Carnival Scene, the more it inspired wonder and interest, but at the same time turmoil and confusion. I am intrigued by the paintings of Colleri, and I want to further explore his work. I wish that we could really know what is occurring in this painting, instead of having to wonder and imagine. This has been Katie Pontius with another Bulldog Podcast, signing off.